This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Senate's Republican leader is rejecting a Democratic push for fresh impeachment testimony against President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A day after Democratic leader Chuck Schumer pitched calling top White House officials to testify if impeachment moves to a Senate trial, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says that the House has made such a thin impeachment case, the answer is not for the Senate to clean up the mess.
The answer is the House should not impeach on this basis in the first place.
Schumer says he doesn't get why McConnell does not want John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, and others to appear.
What are they afraid the witnesses would say?
The two leaders sparred a day before the full House votes on impeachment for just the third time in history, with the Democratic majority expected to send the case to the Senate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A special court in Pakistan Tuesday found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. This was the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. Musharraf, who's currently getting medical treatment in Dubai, came to power through a military coup in 1999. His imposition of a state of emergency in 2007 led to the charges against him. Musharraf was indicted in 2014. He was allowed to leave the country 2 years later for medical treatment. He has since been asked to return and record his testimony, but he has refused, citing medical reasons. The major opposition parties in the country hail the decision as a bulwark against future military coups. Pakistan has spent more than half its existence under direct military rule. And Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists were killed this year, but more ended up in jail. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. More clashes have erupted in New Delhi between thousands of protesters and police over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain citizenship. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the measure is designed to protect religious minorities from persecution in neighboring Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. But critics say the fact that Muslims are excluded weakens India's secular foundation. And there have been growing questions about the stance of the government, led by Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, towards India's Muslims. Islam makes up 14% of the population. The citizenship law follows the revocation of the special status of the Muslim-majority Kashmir region, and a court ruling clearing the way for the construction of a Hindu temple on the site of a mosque raised by Hindu zealots.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. French trade unions are striking over a proposed pension plan. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has that story.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes, and in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilisation in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Thousands of rail workers, nurses, teachers and public service employees marched. The unions and Macron are each hoping to push the other to back down over the festive period, with the prospect that strikes over the holiday would alienate an increasingly frustrated public.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Two separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan Tuesday killed at least 10 civilians and injured 18 others, some children among them. A new United Nations report says that even by Afghanistan's grim standards, 2019 has become particularly deadly for children. It described the country as the world's most lethal war zone. Afghan officials said a roadside bomb early Tuesday morning ripped through a civilian vehicle in the southeastern border province of Khost, killing at least 10 civilians. Separately, a roadside bomb hit a traffic police vehicle in Mazar-i-Sharif, the capital of the northern Balkh province. 18 people were injured in that attack with no claim of responsibility. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted Tuesday that China's decision not to broadcast a football game between two British teams on Sunday will not distract from the human rights violations the government has allegedly committed against religious minorities. China yanked the program after a member of one of the teams tweeted about China's treatment of its Muslim Uyghur minority. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.